Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios back in Kansas City. And Danan, I always say it, in the playoffs, if you want to win on the road, you got to score early. You have to score fast. Take the crowd out of the game. The Houston Texans kicked off to the Kansas City Chiefs first. Nile Davis waiting in the end zone. I want you to watch here at the 20-yard line. Once he hits this 20-yard line, not a Texan inside. He takes it the entire way.
Off to the races, takes the ball to the house. A great way of starting this game. Hostile environment. If you want to quiet him down, go 106 yards like Nile Davis.
7-0 Chiefs, just 11 seconds into the game, and then turnovers would be a factor again. Brian Hoyer trying to find somebody, but that's into the hands of Eric Berry. What a story for this kid.
Outstanding season for Eric Berry. A Pro Bowl season. Comes up with plays in the run game and there in the pass.
But Brian Hoyer is sacked on this play, loses the ball. Dontari Poe recovers. Alex Smith would throw an interception, but then he would find a connection all day with Travis Kelce.
Well, number 87 came up big. He's an automatic mismatch. We talk about it each and every week. Too strong for safeties, too fast for linebackers. 8 catches, 128 yards. Big play after big play for Kelce.
These two would lead to 2 49-yard field goals for Cairo Santos, and it's a 13-0 lead. This is really the only highlight. And I'm being honest here, the only highlight for the Texans all day. Alfred Blue takes it 49 yards into Chiefs territory, but then the Texans just get a little too cute too early.
Absolutely. J.J. Watt comes in, Vince Wilfork comes in, but watch this play by Derek Johnson. Submarines J.J. Watt at the line of scrimmage, nowhere to go, stops him cold.
So Brian Hoyer comes back on the field to try to do it for the Texans, trying to find Alfred Blue, but that's in the hands of Josh Malga. So the Chiefs make sure that the Texans don't score any points, 13-0 lead into the second half, and then the offense looks even stronger.
Alex Smith leading this offense like he's done all season long, distributing the ball all around. Charcandrick West there, then comes back to Jeremy Maclin over the middle, gets another first down, moves the chains. Nice job with his legs as well.
Smith and Maclin has been so important for this Chiefs team, but you see right here, watch the replay. It's a knee injury for Maclin. Yeah. He would come out of the game. They called it a knee strain, but he'll have an MRI on Monday. More information as the week goes on, but Maclin out, Conley in, and really no difference for the Chiefs. It's a touchdown.
Next man up, Chris Conley has gotten most of his experience on special teams, but the big wide receiver was drafted for this type of moment. Good play action in the backfield. Spot open in the end zone. Alex Smith, absolute dart.
At that point, 20-0 Chiefs, and then it's more Travis Kelce. This is such a weapon. He's going to be more important if Maclin can't go next week. This is a 48-yard reception. He's pushed out of bounds, and Spencer Ware finishes it off with the 5-yard touchdown. At this point in the game, it's 27-0 Chiefs in the fourth quarter, a blowout in Houston, and the defense maintains the lead. Another Brian Hoyer interception. That's his fourth of the day to Sean Smith. Sean tries,
tries
to run this back here. You don't need any points,
Game's
Sean.
Over.
Game would be over. It's a 30-0 final, a blowout in Houston. Travis Kelce with the 8 receptions for 128 yards. The first Chiefs playoff win in 22 seasons. The last time the Chiefs won a playoff game, you were in a helmet and pads for the Chiefs, Dave.
Well, I was in a helmet and pads, but I was only 10 years old. I was the youngest player in NFL history. Look it up, Pete. But I will say this.
I'll do that after the game.
I've been tired of talking about the 1994 team, the 1985 Royals. This is a banner year for Kansas City fans. It's great to witness this in motion. It's going to be interesting to see how this playoffs unfold, but I'm proud of this team right now.